You're listening to the 2-Minute Time Lord.
Hi, I'm Shep, and you're listening to the 2-Minute Time Lord podcast for August 27th. If you haven't yet seen Toby Haydock's Moths Ate My Doctor Who Scarf performance, you're running out of opportunities to see it, and you better hurry.
It seemed like a nice way to end it, to have a week in Florida and do it to the lovely American fans. And then last week I got asked to do the SFX Weekender in February, so I'll have to never say never, I guess. If people still want me to do it, I'll do it. But it's certainly winding down, and I don't want to be a one-trick pony. I will have to do something else at some point.
Moths has been a breakout mainstream hit, but its final performances, for now anyway, will be at the American Hurricane Who and British SFX Weekender conventions.
Going to the conventions is nice because you do know you'll have a captive audience, but then the pressure's on a little bit as well, because if they don't like it, you really haven't done your job. You know, I'd been a skunk from Doctor Who fandom, and I go on the forums and things, and, you know, always on the forums you ignore the 12 normal people just having nice chats about Doctor Who, and you see somebody being a bit bonkers, and you go, oh God, I'm a bit worried. Are Doctor Who fans all like that? It's quite lonely travelling around on your own, and I've been living out of a suitcase for the past 2.5 years. But in every town I've been to, there's always been a couple of people who've hung around after the show, and we speak a common language, and I've ended up in the pub having a great night, you know, talking about the Cartmel Master Plan or the Androids of Tara or whatever. So that's been nice. I've not been a stranger anywhere, and I've made some very good friends.
Toby's show isn't just about fandom for its own sake. It's also about making a connection and being able to share that fandom with a larger world and with his kids.
It's given me a lot more confidence, I would have to say, and just a bit, I feel a bit more secure about something that used to be something people used to laugh at me about. And as I'm sure any fan listening to this knows, we were right.
You can find Toby's future gigs and his other activities on the web at tobyhadoke.com. He's also on Twitter and Facebook. Just look for the name. There aren't many Toby Haydocks out there. You can find me on the web at @2MinuteTimeLord on Twitter or TWOMinuteTimeLord.com on the web. Look for the full interview between me and Toby Haydock on this podcast feed sometime in the near future. But before then, we'll take a look at why some Doctor Who fans may find themselves hunted down like dogs. Be seeing you.